You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis will be leaving a powerful legacy of faith and hope in the people of Poland and in millions of young people gathered in Krakow for World Youth Day. Apart from his prayers, his encouragements and his closeness, his words of hope and his tears of sorrow, he will also be leaving two houses for the poor and the elderly in need. Through the work and intervention of Caritas Poland and Caritas Internationalis, headed by Cardinal Luis Tagle, two solid centres made of bricks and cement are a concrete witness of solidarity for the poor on the part of the Pope, who is scheduled to bless them on Sunday morning before their inauguration. Lydia O'Kane caught up with Cardinal Tagle in Krakow and asked him to tell her about the two houses, one for the poor and the other for the elderly.
This has been the mark of papal visits. Like, for example, in the Philippines, when the Pope visited last year, the Pope also gave, aside from the gift of his presence, the gift of his fatherly presence, also gave a gift that would stay, would remain, and would benefit especially the poor. And that's the same thing that's happening here, especially because this World Youth Day is very much tied to the year of mercy. And the theme is be merciful as the Father is merciful. And so aside from the festivities, aside from the obvious joy that the coming together of young people always generates, there is also here a very great manifestation of love and mercy. And the Holy Father, in the name of the youth, is giving this gift, two centers for the poor, Caritas centers.
Just very briefly, Cardinal Tagle, what have you been your impressions so far of this visit and the Pope's words?
Well, you know, every World Youth Day is unique. It has a way of sowing seeds of love and also a sense of service to humanity. But this year, because of the theme of mercy, the call for the young people to be protagonists in constructing a world that is destroyed by lack of mercy, to take their vocation seriously. They should not be timid. As the Pope said, they should not behave like they are in retirement mode. They're just beginning. So and the way I expressed it in my catechesis is for the young people to appreciate the gift of youth, energy, zest, idealism, you know, the capacity to dream, and to bring all of those not for self-promotion and not just for the fulfillment of myself, but for the service of humanity and of a better world. And so we hope through concrete engagement, you know, in acts of mercy, then we hope the world will be much better, you know, especially in the years to come when these young people would have been adults and parents themselves and business people and politicians.
That was Cardinal Luis Tagle, president of Caritas Internationalis, speaking there to Lydia O'Kane.